We are learning Maseches Bo Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Omid Beis, and we are beginning two lines on the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Omid Aleph. Zog the Gemara, Yisoyimim Omru Onu Hizbachnu, Ubachoy Vom Avichin Mesbiach. Now, as a little akdama, if Yisoyimim get property from the father who died, the halacha is that any liens on that property will be collected. That means if the father owed a Baal Choyv money and he left over karka, even though now the Yisoyimim own the karka, and Yisoyimim technically are not mechuyev to pay the choyvus of the father, still, if they have property, the property is meshubet. Now, what happens on metaltlim? The metaltlim, no. Any loose items, not karka, is not meshubet at all, and you don't pay up the choyv with that. Now, what happens, that's our Gemara's discussion, if the Yisoyimim improved the karka? Now, if it's their own improvement, then also they don't have to pay, because that's nothing to do with the father. That's my own improvement. Why should I pay the Baal Chayiv with my improvement? Because I'm not Mechuyiv. The Yisoyimim are not Mechuyiv to pay the Chayivs. So it's only what's a lien before the father died. Huh? It's, oh, no. The Yisoyimim, the Mashviach. It's their own field. Yeah, it's not there. It's Meshubit. It's a Shibut. But it's not there. It belongs to the Yisoyimim. So here, the Bachayv does not get any of that Shvach. That's the Halacha, because that's the own. It's the Yisoyimim's own Shvach, even though it's Meshubit. So there was an argument over here. Yisoyimim onu uspachnu, Bachayv onu avichim mishbiach. This property had a lot of improvements, and had, let's say, it used to be an empty field. Now it had 300 trees. The Yisoyimim say, we plant those trees. And Bachayv says, no, what are you talking about? It's your father's trees, and it's all part of what I'm collecting. Who has to bring a raya? So the Gemara says, Sovarav, top on base, Kofir on base, Sovarav, Chinil Veima, Ara Becheskes Yisoyimim Kaimi. That the Ara is in the Chazokah of the Yisoyimim. They are the Muchzik right now. The Bachayv is a lean, but the Muchzik is the Yisoyimim. Val Bachayv, Lavi Raya. And the Bachayv has to bring a raya. Omaleya, Who Saba said, Hachem Avichon, this Avichon says, Al Yisoyim Lahavi Raya. The Yisoyim have to bring a Raya. That means the Yisoyim are not the Muchzik. The Muchzik is the Valchoyd. Valchoyd is the Muchzik. My time, Aro, Kimon the Gavina Kaime, because since the land, either way you're collecting the land, Kiman the Gav Yidama, Dummy. It's like I collected already, and then, Val Yisoyim Lahavi Raya. I'll bring a Raya to this. I'll bring a Raya to this idea. The idea is basically this, that once I for sure, my Manav Shach, are collecting this property, no matter what, the property I'm getting. Since the property I'm getting, I'm considered the muksik. And what's a raya to that? I'm going to buy half an arm into Nina. I'm going to bring a raya from a Mishnah Bar Basra. The shalacha in Bar Basra is that if someone plants a tree within 50 amas of a city, you got to take it down. Because it's nice, it's a noi for the city to have 50 amas pondu around the city, to have empty space around the city. So if someone plants a tree there after the city is established, the law is you're knocking down your own paying. You knock down the tree. That's illegal. But let's say his tree was there first. If his tree was there first, you also knock it down, but you got to pay for it. That's the law. It is different than if someone builds a bar next to a tree. If you have a tree next to a bar, so it depends. If the tree is there first, and you put a bar there, I don't care. I keep my tree. But here, the moment you knock down the tree, even if the city comes second. But the shayla is if you pay for it or not. If the tree was there first, then you have to pay for it. If the city was there first, you don't pay for it. What about if it's a suffix? Which is first? Suffix zekadam, suffix zekadam. You don't know which one's first. Zok the mishnah. Koitzitz ve'ena noisadamim. You knock it down, you don't give money. Why? Why do you give money? Koitzitz suffix. Who's the muchzik here? Alma. Kimin will make its kaimus. It's for sure you're knocking down the tree. Samrina le, I see raya for shakoyal. Since you're knocking down the tree of the monovshach, you say you want to collect money, you bring a raya. This is the star. I'm definitely collecting your property. You say him, I'm collecting your property. Command the Gavi Dom is like I collected it. You say him have to bring a raya. So the bottom line is, we are saying that we thought that the Bachayim is bringing a raya. You say him, I'm muchzik. Morakim says, no, the Yisoyim is bringing a raya. Why bringing a raya? Because he is collecting the property no matter what. So Rashi learns only to do Rapaytiki. Stam, this svar alone is enough. Tosis learns the extra one I put together here, but Rashi learns not like that. And one of the reasons Masha says that Tosis is not like Rashi's pshat is because we are assuming now that you for sure collect the karka with the shvach, with the 300 trees, and you just give money to the Yisoyimim. Maybe you leave some property for the Yisoyimim. That's the way you do it. So assuming now, we already know this, that you give money, and therefore it's like the case of Baba Basra, where you're getting it no matter what. That's a rational answer. You always get the property. You can't be misalik with money. The difference between a poetic and a poetic is like this, that if I come to the Baal Choyv, I come to the Baal Kech, let's say, I say, I want to collect the property, it's mine, I have a lien in it. So the Kech says, yeah, I'm going to pay you money instead. So then, it's a machlekes, but if you want my name, I could pay you with money and keep the karka. By a poetic, you can't keep the karka. Poetic is my karka, basically my karka. Kemat, the Baal Choyv's karka, and you can't be misalik with money. Al Kapanim, here it says over here, I see what happened. What happened, Maisa? I see same Rai, Yasmi Rai. They knew Ashbichu. Maisa, the same bro Rai, they made a shvach. So Maisa, if they made a shvach, the Baal Chayv can't collect shvach. So Savram Chinina Lameimar Kimisakinalu Ba'ar Misakinalu. Rav Chinina thought that what you do is that you have to leave the Yisayimim some property. You take, let's say, the without the trees, it was worth $1,000. With the trees, is worth $1,300. So you leave the assignment $300 worth of property, and you take $1,000 worth of property. That's the way you collect it. That's what Rav Chanina thought. V'lohi, b'dami misalkina lu. L'maisa, loch is, you're allowed to misalik the assignment with money, which means the Baal Chayv could come, take the entire $1,300 property, and give you all you want. You plant the trees, here's $300. How do we know that? Rav Nachman, don't Rav Nachman, I'm a Shmuel. Rav Nachman said, "Same Shmuel, Shloisha Shomalem as a Shvach. There are three that you evaluate how much Shvach it was. And you masalik him, and you pay the guy, you pay him off with money. Which, what are the three things? Ve'eluhein, Bechar LePashut, U'Bachayv Ksubish LeYosaimim, U'Bachayv LeKuchas. What's Bechar LePashut? Bechar LePashut is that we have a Bechar and a Pashut that are splitting up the father's estate. So Lemaisa, you land up getting all together is double, it turns into three chalakim. The Bechar takes two, the Pash takes one. Now, let's say before they split it, they started with Mashbiachit. They planted the same example, 300 trees on this property. And now it's worth from $1,000 to $1,300. When it comes to the splitting it up and the Pishnaim, the Bechar gets double, he only gets double in what was there when the father died. Mashainkin, anything in Mashbiach afterwards does not go to the Bechar. The Bechar does not get it. There's no din of double in something called Royu. He only takes Pishnaim in Bechar Shiyim Tzaloi B'Shas Misa. So in such a case, even what was got better in his thing that he's getting, his extra, they split that extra. For example, you have three Chalakim. So on Chalik 1 and 3, they each take the whole Tar Shvach. And on Chalik 2, they split the Shvach. They split the profits on that. Even though the whole entire number two goes to the Bechar, still they split it. But how do you do it? So Shmuel teaches us, the Bechar takes the whole property with the trees. And he pays them up that half of the profit. The same thing about Chayv Exhumatish the assignment. Like we just said, Chayv collects from the assignment with the Shvach. He owes the Shvach back the assignment, he's giving him money. And the same thing is Baal Chayv Lekuchos. When a Baal Chayv collects from a Lekach who bought a property, He collects the shvach, but he has to pay for the shvach with money. And he does not have to leave karka. So the Gemara is going to jump on this Shmuel that the Baal Chayv Lekuchas. The Gemara is going to ask on that. Only if you know Rav Ashi, Lemeimer the Sova Shmuel Baal Chayv Lekuchas, that the Baal Chayv has to pay off at least pay with money the Lekuchas. Break the Gemara, that true? Misla the shvach lekach. Mama Shmuel Baal Chayv gave us a shvach. Problem is Shmuel says that a Baal Chayv, when he goes to Lekech, he's going to have a Shvach also. I can ask me why. Lekech made a Shvach himself. So the reason is, because since the Lekech buys Ba'achrayas, whatever he gets taken away from him, he's going back to the seller anyway, who sold him this property Ralin. He's going back. He'll collect the Shvach from there. Therefore, we said, the Baal Chayv could collect the Shvach as well, and does not have to pay the Lekuch at all. So the problem is, Heki Sever, Nachman Sever, and Shmuel, three of them are Masalik, the Baal Chayv with money, and don't have to give Karka. Masalik the lokeach and the assignment and the pashut with money. You don't have to give karka. Baal Chayv to lokeach doesn't masalik at all. The Baal Chayv collects the whole entire property with the 300 trees and gives him nothing. He collects everything. So it's a stira. V'chitei meloi kasha. Kam v'shvach ha-megiyah l'kasvayim. Kam v'shvach ha-megiyah l'kasvayim. The Gemara says maybe like this. That there are three levels. There's a level when the peiros are detached. That's pashut. The Baal Chayv does not get that from the Lekechas, the Kuchas. That's already metal. Then you have peres that are too small and not ready to cut. That's pashut, that's the case where Shmuel says he collects shvach. The case where you don't collect shvach maybe is where it's a shvach ambigil kesvayim, which means it's shvach that's already fully grown, just still attached. That case, maybe the bachoy would not take that away from the lekeh. Maybe that's where Shmuel says that you misalakim with money in such a case. But freit the gemara, because that's maybe more peristic. Freit the gemara, Shmuel does collect that. So the kasha bottom line is, what is the case where we say the bachoyv pays off the lekeh with money, not with karka? Lechayra, the bachoyv doesn't have to pay off the lekeh. If you Shmuel, that's the kasha. So my answer is loy kasha. A very simple teretz. A simple teretz is like this, that the choiv was only worth $1,000, not $1,300. So there, you have no right, you have to pay him off. You have no right to collect the whole $1,300. You don't belong. It's there. You have to collect the field. And the chiddush is, I give him $300. But I collect the entire property, I give him $300, because that's not even my choiv. In the case of Shmuel says you collect the entire chayv is when the chayv is $1,300. Then you collect the whole entire property, and the lekeh goes back to the meicher and says, "Here's the chayv. You have to pay me back." So, freite gemara v'chiloi masik shir ara v'shvacha. In a case where the whole entire loan is only $1,000, and he's collecting all $1,300, he's misalakim with $300. The yodle is usually lekeh misalakle. They let it give the money to lekeh and misalakim. How can you say that? If you say, the machlokes is, if the bachoy, we spoke this out a little before, if the bachoy comes to lekech to collect his lien, could lekech say, yeah, I'm going to give you money instead? So it's machlokes. One man diyama says, you can't give money. Well, one man diyama, elam man diyama, isle zuz lekech, matz mesalak le bachoy. The lekech can say, here's money, I'm keeping my property. V'neimele, let him say in this case, he havali zuzi, if I had the money, I'm a sakinle, I'm a kula ara. If I had money, I would say, you're not getting any ara. Hash less the zuzi, I don't have money, but you owe me money, take that money to yourself, and havali giriva da ara baroi, shir shvachoi. I want to keep property, shir vishvach. And that money you're giving me, take that for yourself towards the chayiv, and I'm keeping my part of my property. As long as I can misalak you, so I'm demanding some property. I'm using that $300 to get some property. So if it's not here, we're saying a case where the bachoyv cannot collect $300, only collect $1,000. So it really has to give back $300. He has to give back $300. Let the lekeach say, I want that $300 in karka. And the lach is you could do that, because lach is that the lekech always could tell the bachoyv, I'm giving you money instead of karka. I know, but because the lekech bought it, and it's his property right now, technically. It's a lien on it. And Shaila is, could I say, there's a lien, let me take your lien. If I clean the lien, then I keep the karka. That's the machlok. That is the machlok. It's always, you're allowed to do that or not. If you're allowed to do that, so let him say, you know, I'm keeping my karka. I bought it fair and square. Samara says, Hachamayaskin, on the Shavya, a case of the choiv, where the bachoiv could just give money to lekuchos for the shvach. That's when it was apoyitikei. Then we said the proin is bidafka from here, and it comes out that at least in this gemara, at least in the case of Shmuel's of Rav Nachman and Shmuel, to went apoyitikei. Again, we spoke about before, but Yisayim was mechleikus was apoyitikei, mechleikus Rashi Tosfos. But in any case, here was our point again, therefore, the Bachayv gets the property, and you cannot be misalikim with money, because he gets the property. Zokt the Mishnah Vayta. In this Mishnah, we're going to get to the din of B'yoymai Tite in Scharoi, the lav of Loisolin, and of paying a worker on time. It's in this Mishnah, and the next few blah talks about this. This is the Mokim in Shas, where we talk about the Issa of Baal Tolan, very important in halachas. But the first few lines of the Mishnah just mention something else. Zok the Mishnah. Ha-makabal soda mechaveroi. Someone is makabal a field from his friend. He basically rents a field in order to have it for a bunch of years. He gives a set amount every year. So he says, I'm renting it for a 7-year period, called a Shemitah. For a Shemitah of years. For one set of seven. For 700 zuz, the halacha is hashviyas in a minyan. Even though one of those years are Shemitah and you can't plant that year, that's part of the contract. Even though you're paying 700 zuz, it sounds like 100 zuz a year, you don't pay for Shemitah year. No, you said, I'm buying it for a Shavua. So that's the halacha. Kibla, so that's the halacha. Shvius ben aminyan. Shvius ben aminyan. Kibla menu sheva shanim b'shev mea zuz. If it's a kabbalah for 7 years, for 700 zuz, ain hashvius ben aminyan. Then shvius is not from the minyan. If you said for 700 zuz, for 7 years, then you cannot count Shemitah as one of the years. You get 8 years. You get an extra year. You get a year of Peiros. Because you didn't say or Shavua, you said 700 for 7 years. Then you get the extra year. So, Dr. Mishnah Vaita, this is where we're starting the Isser of Loisal. The Pasuk says, one Pasuk is in Parashas Kedoshim. It says, Loisashik es Re'acha, Loisigzol, Loisolim Pu'ulas Sochi Itchad Baiker. Do not have the pula socher with you overnight until the morning. As another pasuk said, the yoimaitit. This pasuk is in Sefer Devarim in parashas Shoftim. It says it made this in parashas Kisaitzai. It says the yoimaitit in scharoi v'loy saver lo hashemesh. Give him that day his schar, and it shouldn't before shkia you should pay him. So those are the two lavim in the Torah, loy saver lo hashemesh, loy solon. So it says in the Mishnah like this, Schir Yoim, if you hired him for day work, Goyve Kol Laila, he collects the whole night. And that's where the Pasuk says, Lo Solon Pula Sachir Tcha Boiker, don't wait till the morning. You have the whole night to pay, and the morning is too late already. So Schir Laila, if you hired him by night, you have the whole day, Goyve Kol Yoim, it's B'yayim Tidin Scharoi, Lo Solon HaShemesh. Schir Shoyis, Goyve Kol Laila, V'Kol Yoim. Pashas means at the end in the middle of the night. So you get the whole night and the whole day. It skips on. No, Schir Shoyis, Goyve Kol Laila, yeah. Schir Shabbos, if you hired him for a week, Schir Shoyis for a month, Schir Shana, you hired him for a year, Schir Shavuot, you hired him for 7 years, Yotzeb, he goes out by day, Goyve Kol Laila, Yotzeb Laila, Goyve Kol Laila, you collect the whole night and the whole day. And the bottom line you'll see in the Gemara is that if you finish the middle of the day, so then you pay that day. If you finish the middle of the night, so that day is called the night and the day, and therefore you have the rest of the night and the next day to pay. Middle of the day. Shoyis means middle of the day, yeah. Why? Or middle of the night. Because the day goes after the night. So it's all one day. We'll see in the Gemara. But that's what it is. The day goes after the night. It's a simple way just to get through Mishnah. The day goes after the night. That's why it's different. But before middle of the day, the night does not go. The night is a new day already. That's what you have to pay today. Tanur Rabbanan. Menayin leschir yoyim shegoy v'kol laila. How do you know that a schir yoyim, someone who ended work by day, that you pay him the whole night? Tamloim leshalom pula sachir tcha baiker. Don't hold back the pula, the payment, the salary of a sachir till the morning. Menayin leschir laila shegoy v'kol yoyim. How do you know a schir laila collects the whole day? Shneimar b'yoyim etitin scharoy. B'yoyim etitin scharoy v'loisav elav hashemesh. Maybe when it says leshalom means the night pula got to be paid that night. So my answer is no. Skiris does not work that every minute you work, you owe the payment. It only is chal when you finish. So if I work by day, I finish the day, so now it starts the payment. So I have the whole night. Like the Tosfos Rosh brings a raya from here, that you're supposed to work until Shkia. Because there's a Rosh you sometimes hold, you only work to the 10th hour. If you work to the 10th hour, so Charedin should pay that day. What does it help? But you see from here, you work until the night. And then now it starts, the clock starts ticking. So it must be, like Solon's going by a schir yoim. That's what it must be talking about. That this like Solon, like the Zok Dok, the Rosh, but can't rile a pirish read la'el. The pail mina taira oisim loch ad a laila. The lavachi must look me like Savalo Shemesh beschir yoim. So he says, it's a rabbi mir, you have to work until the night. What's Lashon? We know Lashon means overnight. The whole lav is only the first morning. If you don't pay in the first morning, there's not a new lav every morning. Every night, there's a new lav every night? No. There's one lav. After that, my Omarav, which is a lav derabbanon. Amar Beis and Mikra, where do you find a makar a smacht on the pasuk for this? The pasuk says in Mishlei, "Al Tamele Riacha Leich, go now, v'shuv umachar, come back tomorrow, v'shuv come back tomorrow, umachar etain v'yeshitach, I'm gonna give you tomorrow, and you really have it. You're not supposed to say that, and that's the Isser of Baal Tisha. So we're saying that it says our break, it says the lav is only the first morning. After that is the Isser of the Rabbanon of Baal Tisha. Tanu Rabbanon, im lechaver, it say it's charli payalim. You tell a guy, go hire me a parlim, a shliach, a broker, hire me a parlim. So in this case, you never over batalim. Shneim in over mishum batalim. Why? Zelafish loy sachron. This shliach, this balbas, he never hired him. the broker hired him. I didn't hire you. So that's why the balbas, the balbais is not chayiv. On top of kufir ma'av. Vizel, if you etzloy. And the broker is not chayiv because I never said I'm going to pay. I didn't pay you. I said the balbas is paying you. You're working for the balbas.
So you have an
HR
company.
So let's finish how you tell me how HR company works. That tomorrow says, hey, Chidami, what's the case? If the broker says, I'll pay for it, then he's chayiv batalim. Schari Allah, who? The Tanya, because he's chayiv to pay. Whoever's chayiv to pay, then he hired him and he was chayiv to pay, so then there is batalim. The Tanya, Seches HaPoel, Lassus Vishloi, you hire a poel to work in your own thing, you say, you know, come to work for me, Veherb Shachavei, and show him a friend, Nois Lashchar Mashalom, you have to pay, because you're going to buy, then you go collect from the buys. Mashaheno, you say, what you man him? So Mar is saying, if the broker says, I'll take care of your payment, and you hired him, then of course you chayiv. The case was, as he said, that you go over to the guy, he said, I'm hiring you for, I go over to Reuven, and he said, I'm hiring you for Shimon. So then the law is, Shimon's not chayiv because Shimon didn't hire him. And the shliach is not chayiv because I never said, I'm for me, I'm for you. So by HR, what do they say? If the HR says that I'm hiring you for Easter, right, for the company paying, then there's no batal there. There's no about on there because he said he's hiring him for him. So
that even though the HR company works for the company.
Even, yeah, if he works for the company, then like saying it's charcham alai because then he's the company. If they
own it,
makes a difference. But he works for the company. The company is an entity by itself. It's not about the CEO. The company is the chayav to pay. So then if he works for the company and he says I'm hiring you for the company and you're part of the company, then that's called the baal bayis. But if you're a third-party hiring company, then it'll be the same thing. And the Mar Taka says like that. Yehuda bar Mareimar, Omer Shami, Zil Ogili Poilim, Va'ima Lohu, and tell them, he said, tell the Shamis, go harm your Poilim, and tell them, Shcharcham al Balabais, say it that way. He wanted to make sure that he plans a paying, but he doesn't want to have this lav. So the tzaddikim are very scared of having lav. Like the next Mar says, Mareimar Umar Zutra, Agri La Adadi. Mareimar Zutra used to always hire for each other, and therefore avoiding any chshash of having lav Litzalim. And last Gemara, Omer Rabba Rav Huna, Hanu Shukai the Sura Loi Avri Mishum Baal Talim. The new reason here: May the Yada Dal Yoyma the Shuka Semichi. Avri Mishum Baal Tisha Vade Oyver. He says a new thing here: the Shukai the Sura, the Baal Batim of Sura, that they don't get money until the Yoyma Shuk. So when they hire Payalim, let's say to harvest their properties, and then they take those tomatoes and they sell it in the Shuk. So everyone knows, every poel comes to work here knows that they're working here for the season later on. It's like people cut down the hashanas, the aravas. They know they're not getting paid right now because they have to sell the aravas first. So therefore, they know they're getting paid after sukkahs, after the shuk, they know they're getting paid. So made the yoyma, yadi dal yoyma shukah samchi to get money. And therefore, even if he has money, he's not over. Because that's what the das was. They got hired for that. And since they're not over from the first day, so therefore, you never really over, even after it reaches Yom HaShuk, because you only over Yom HaRishon. So therefore, even when it reaches Yom HaShuk, you're not really over, but you are over Baal Tisha. So on Tisha, Vada over, you will be over Vada when you get there. And just the top Tisha I want to speak out, but I spoke it out outside, but I want to speak to Tisha, read Tisha inside. Omer Shame, he told the Shamas, go par and par. Look, Tisha says, Lord, you died in Lidchois. And he didn't have a chance, he didn't want to not pay. Hello, Yori, Shloy, Ponelik Lam, Bafilm Shloy, Tisha, Loy, Oyver, Kim Shoy, Sim Loch. And the Maya said, he was worried that he was running, I would have about Tisha, so even in any case. He says, there, the Maya said, if you're busy with something else, no Issa about Tisha, only if you're doing it on purpose. There is Issa of Baal Tasha that you shouldn't wait and pay the parallel.